This next folk song is called Brigham Young. It was written by someone who was not a church member, and it reflects an outsider's speculation of what life must have been like for Brigham Young. It was not meant to be mean-spirited, but rather playful, and was written from a perspective of total ignorance. It was obviously not intended to be factual. It's just a little fun poking at the saints and Brigham Young. It's included not because we agree with what it says, but because it is part of the folk music at the time. Listen with an open mind. Brigham Young, I think, would probably have enjoyed it immensely. Just in case singing this song has any eternal consequences, I would like all of you to enthusiastically join in the chorus so that I will have plenty of company wherever I end up. The chorus goes like this. Old Brigham, old Brigham Young, 'tis a miracle he survives, with his roaring rams and his pretty little lambs and his 45 wives. One more time on the chorus. Old Brigham Young, 'tis a miracle he survives, with his roaring rams and his pretty little lambs and his 45 wives. Okay, verse one. Old Brigham Young was a Mormon bold and leader of the roaring rams, and a shepherd of a heap of pretty little sheep and a nice flock of pretty little lambs. And he lived with 45 wives in the valley of the Great Salt Lake, where they woo and they coo as pretty doves do, and they cackle like ducks to a drake. Old Brigham Young, 'tis a miracle he survives, with his roaring rams and his pretty little lambs and his 45 wives. Number 45 was about 16, number one was 63, and amongst such a riot, how he ever keeps it quiet is a right down mystery to me. For they clatter and they claw and they jaw, 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 each one hath a different desire. It would aid the renown of the best shop in town to supply them with half what they require. Old Brigham Young, 'tis a miracle he survives, with his roaring rams and his pretty little lambs and his 45 wives. His boys, they all sing songs all day, his girls, they all sing psalms. And among such a crowd he has it pretty loud, for there is musical the Chinese gongs. And when they advance for a Mormon dance, he is filled with the greatest surprise, for the shit in the night with the tabernacle fight and scratch out one another's eyes. Old Brigham Young, 'tis a miracle he survives, with his roaring rams and his pretty little lambs and his 45 wives. Old Brigham was young, was a South man once, but now he's thin and old. And I'm glad to relate there's no hair on his pate, which once wore a covering of gold. For his youngest wives won't have white wool, and his old ones won't take red. So in tearing it out, they've taken turned about till they pulled all the wool from his head. Old Brigham Young, 'tis a miracle he survives, with his roaring rams and his pretty little lambs and his 45 wives. There never was a home like Brigham Young, so curious and so queer. For if his joys are double, he has a terrible lot of trouble, and it gains on him year by year. So he sits in his state and bears his fate in a sanctified sort of way. He has one wife to bury and one wife to marry, and a new kid born every day. Old Brigham Young, 'tis a miracle he survives, with his roaring rams and his pretty little lambs and his 45 wives. Now if anybody envies Brigham Young, then let him go to Great Salt Lake. And if he has the leisure to examine at his pleasure, he'll find it's a great mistake. One wife at a time, so says my rhyme, is enough for the proudest don. So ere you strive to live, Lord of 45, live happy if you can with one. Old Brigham Young, 'tis a miracle he survives, with his roaring rams and his pretty little lambs and his 45 wives.